Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
And talk about some herbs.
Oh, good.
Salem Thorup on bone healing comfrey compress.
Right.
Right. Good one. Do you reheat the liquid when you go to use it again to do more compresses throughout the day? And of course, just real quick before you answer, Carolyn's got a great video on using a comfrey compress, so you can go check that out. We'll link to it for you, and that'll put this question in context.
Absolutely. And yes, I do reheat the liquid because that warmth is a really important part of that compress. It just helps your skin to actually absorb all the really important parts of those herbs. So you do want to reheat it, but don't use it for more than a day. Because you'll start losing a lot of the properties right there as they evaporate off. So after one day, go ahead and get rid of it. Make a fresh batch of your compost.
What are
we doing? A compress.
Compress. Yes. Sorry.
There we go. Make a fresh batch of your compress and then you can reheat it for that day too.
Cool.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.